welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass greeting you in the wonderful name above every name, the name of Jesus. And on today's broadcast, I look to conclude the teaching I've been doing on the gifts of the Spirit. We spent quite a bit of time on it, but I wanted you to, it's been a while since you have heard, perhaps heard some teaching, or perhaps you, this has all been new, and so it's important we're exposed to what the Word says, the examples given in the Word, so we can desire and grow in spiritual things. Remember, again, as I referenced, as I opened this teaching, Paul, in basically the 12th, 13th, and 14th chapter of Corinthians, he's talking about the importance of spiritual gifts. Desire spiritual gifts, but above all, that you may prophesy. Why? That people can be blessed and encouraged, exhorted. These are the purposes of prophecy. And so I'm just sharing the Word with you that this is something we must desire. And so let's just conclude the few comments I'd want to share on the purpose of the gifts of healing. That's what we were looking at on yesterday's broadcast. But for as far as the gifts of healing, again, they're manifested and they're bestowed by the Holy Spirit, but they need the cooperation of your faith as well as a willingness for you to do something, either to pray for someone or to change your lifestyle. If you're doing things that are contrary to the natural laws of health, well, then you can't ask God to heal you, so you can just go on living in a self-destructive way. We need to, be wise and understanding that God does not want to bless our self-indulgence or a lack of temperance or moderation. He wants us to be temperate. Again, isn't that one of the fruit of the Spirit? And also, we have to understand that the gifts of healing will not heal by themselves. Brother Glass used to say, if you've not yet received your healing, continue to seek God and avail yourself of anything, of any skill that God has placed in His world by which He can bless us. When we're healed, we will no longer need those things. All healing comes from the stripes laid upon our Savior's back. By the stripes of Jesus, Isaiah said, we were healed. And Peter says we were already, past tense. So what is the purpose of this spiritual gift? Well, in Acts the 8th chapter, verses 6 and 7, the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits came out, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. So, one of the purposes of the gifts of healing, and of course that's really true of all the gifts, is to get people to give heed, to start paying attention when we speak about Jesus. If someone is healed in a dramatic way, a miracle, or they are healed, and even the healings can be supernatural in their recovery rate. They can be healed much more quickly than even natural means would expect. Well, that gets people's attention so they can receive the gospel. The greatest use of this gift is to direct people to the Savior. Note that Philip was being used in the exercise of this gift among unbelievers. And what happened? After the visible healings, the audience was ready to hear what he was saying. This is true over and over again in foreign lands. We hear marvelous miracles and healings taking place because people are healed and then they are willing to accept Jesus. They see the power of God in demonstration. The gifts of healing are the most widely dispersed of the power gifts. In the New Testament church, we find it operating through the intellectual Paul, as well as through the unlearned fisherman, Peter. Both were very different in temperament, both had tremendous failings in the past, but They were both used in mighty demonstration of God through the gifts of healing. And in Acts, the third chapter, again, scriptural example, verses 15 and 16, you killed the Prince of Life, who hath raised him from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. This was the man at the beautiful gate. So what does the operation of the gifts of healing prove? It simply shows that Jesus is alive, praise God, since these healings can only be done in his name. When Peter came to the saints which dwelt at Lydda, and there he found a certain man named Aeneas who'd been sick of the palsy 8 years. And in the 9th chapter of Acts, verses 34 and 35, Peter said unto Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. So we see the result of this man's healing is that all who knew about his previous sickness were converted to Christ as a result of this one powerful exercise of this gift of healing. The gifts of healing also encompass the whole man. I've mentioned that before. It's not just physical. Sometimes we tend to think of this gift as only relating to physical health, but God's concerned about the whole man. The emphasis in Jesus' ministry was on wholeness for spirit, soul, and body, and he healed the mentally ill as well as those ill in body. What about those hurting in other ways than physically or mentally? Those who suffer with emotional or mental or nervous illness, we must believe that the gifts of healing avail for them also. What about healing for marriages, memories, finances, and personalities? The gifts of healing are plural because God wants to minister to our many needs, and we have so many. God healed our marriage is a wonderful testimony and produces much glory for God, as if we could say, God healed my body. Isn't that right? Should we expect gifts of healing to operate through every Christian? Well, 1 Corinthians 12:30, every Christian can receive healing as someone prays for them in faith. If I'm blind and someone with gifts of healing for blindness ministers healing to me, I must be willing to receive that administration, and I must also have faith. There's some places where Jesus could do no mighty works because of their unbelief. And yet, look at Jesus had all the gifts of healing at work in his ministry. And sometimes we have to just let God be God. From time to time, I share that I'm part of a minister's fellowship, the Society of Apostolic Churches and Ministers. And there's a minister, I met him at our last convention in June, and this brother, he's a powerful vessel of the Lord, but he's blind. He's totally blind, and he has to depend upon his wife as far as directing him, but he has had countless people healed of blindness in his meetings as he's ministered here in the United States. So, we may not have answers. He's believing God for his healing, but while he's still blind, he's opening the eyes of the blind by speaking the word, preaching the word, and praying for those who are so afflicted. So, beloved, there are differences of administration of this gift. One may have success in praying for growth because that's an aspect of the gift that God is using him in. Another may be used to pray for crippling diseases and so on. Well, what if we're not healed? If someone prays for us, we must always look to the Lord for healing is from him. Remember that. Even if we're putting our hands putting our lives in the hands of doctors, it's still God who's doing the healing. We must simply trust God in simple faith in his promises. We need to search our hearts and be sensitive to anything God is saying to us while we may be sick. God may be telling us to change our lifestyle or diet or change some of our attitudes. And if we were healed without understanding, just think about that, we'd be sick again. So, what can we say? This has just been a marvelous time to share and of course not in great depth, but to give you an overview of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and their purpose. And again, just by way of summary, I wanted to share that the spiritual gifts are simply a demonstration of God's attributes. Through them, through those spiritual gifts, he makes two statements to the world, his power and his loving kindness, what he can do and who he is. And you know, these gifts of the Spirit are simply just a brief moment in time, a flash of his attributes of omniscience, of being omnipotent. He demonstrates to the world that he's alive and he's working and interested and cares about his people. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit. It is he who moves among us when the Spirit of the Lord moves." It's Jesus himself. He is the Spirit of Jesus, and he is another comforter. And these gifts of the Holy Spirit are administered as he desires, the love, the reality, the power, the mercy of the Lord. And wouldn't you say that this world is in desperate need of such demonstration in these days in which we live? There's so many sin-sick souls, those that are terminally ill, those with broken hearts. Beloved, I pray that you will ask the Lord to allow those gifts to move in your life. And you have to have a desire. That's why I spend time teaching, so you'd have a desire and would ask the Lord. In fact, as I bring this broadcast to a close, let's just ask the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you've heard all that I've shared, and I thank you for those who have listened. And I praise you, Lord, those that have such an earnest desire to be used of you, to lay hands on the sick, to see them recover. Lord, that the gifts of wisdom and knowledge and the working of miracles and healing and discerning of spirits, all these wonderful gifts that we need as never before in this hour, that you will cause them to be in operation in the lives of your people. For the glory of Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. It's been so good to minister the things of the Lord. And I just want to share a letter in closing from a brother writing from Oregon, and he says, "Your last letter was a true miracle from my Father in heaven. I've been so long at the bottom of the rain barrel, I was beginning to lose my vision of the eternal glory and joy to come. You will always remain in my heart as a true sister in every respect. Now I know why God sent you into my life." A brother writing from Oregon, Florence, Oregon. Praise God. Well, I invite you to become part of my spiritual family. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.